You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Newly inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they are your artist of the day, and their name
is
Def Leppard.
Really?
Good for them.
They got inducted today. Guess who else got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? This woman.
17.
Now, Fleetwood Mac is already in, right?
Fleetwood Mac is already in. Stevie Nicks went in today as a solo artist.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. Let me get you a handful of others here that went in. I don't know anything about Roxy Music.
They're fabulous.
They are?
Yes.
Okay. Do I know any of their songs?
Probably their best-known song here is a song called More Than This. It was also covered in the 90s by the Cranberries.
More Than This?
Yes.
Okay. This band got in today.
Oh, I love that song.
So we've apparently gone to turd music for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ugh. You don't like Love Song? Who doesn't like Love Song?
I don't like The Cure.
The Cure's awful.
I like The Cure.
Love that song.
Weirdo. Let me ask you a question.
I could listen to that all day long.
Robert Smith from The Cure shows up to pick up your daughter for prom. Do you let her go? No. Weirdo! And by the way, your music sucks.
Wow.
I've never been a Cure fan.
Never.
I'm just not that sad.
I never hated myself that much. You know?
I never wanted to cut myself or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't a cutter either.
There was always Friday I'm in Love.
I never sat around the liquor store door cutting my wrists going, oh, I'm a cutter. No, I could never get into it. This woman got in today. Oh.
I love me some Rhythm Nation.
And then,
I am good with all of these.
See, I don't know anything about the Zombies or Roxy Music. They all got in.
The Zombies were primarily a 60s act.
Yeah, the Zombies are good. Roxy Music's good stuff.
I don't know anything by either one of them. That's not to say they don't belong in. I just don't know.
These are the Zombies.
Oh, how many people cried?
Oh, I know this song.
But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I care?
Okay. It's a great song.
Okay. Fine, whatever. This band got in.
They got my personal playlist? Run! I could listen to that song all day long.
That's one of those songs that the band hates and refuses to play anymore.
Radiohead won't play that song anymore?
No, they hate that song.
You know and why? Because I hate that song too.
Yeah. and the rest of their stuff's kind of like The Cure. Just sad.
Whatever makes you happy. Whatever you want.
This is depressing.
So fucking
smart. Whoa.
I knew that was coming.
On the video, it says flipping.
Who's the one that
always says,
I'm not allowed to play anything?
I checked it. It says flipping. No.
Not what that says.
I checked it on the video. It says flipping. And then he says a bad word.
You know what's interesting about
this? And we're flipping.
Is that Scott on the way in here joked about...
I caught it, by the way. I did catch it.
I caught it before you caught it, because I know how that song goes, because I love it.
Thanks for the heads up.
Belt that out from the top of my lungs in my car.
It said flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's not what he said.
Well, it didn't go over the air. Anyway, those are your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, The Zombies, Radiohead, which will never be played on this radio station ever again because they use bad language in their songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stevie Nicks. I think that's well earned.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Radiohead is honestly the only one in that batch where I go, eh. I get it. I totally understand.
That's yeah, I'm not a big fan either, but I think Stevie Nicks was a good choice for sure.
See, I go by whether or not you should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as to whether or not I have one of your records. And I have 800 CDs.
You personally are the pulse of rock and
right.
roll.
Right, of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not of rock and roll, but of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I have Def Leppard records, so I'm okay with them being in. I do have Stevie Nicks solo records. I'm okay with her being in. I do not have any Janet Jackson, so I'm not okay with her being in.
Really?
Definitely don't have Radiohead.
That's Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah, but he's not nasty.
So I'm not okay with her being in. Definitely not the Zombies. One hit from the 60s. It sounded like every other 60s song.
They had more hits than that.
Name another one.
Tell Her No.
Okay, never heard of it.
There was also Time of the Season.
They sounded...
Oh, yeah!
The Time of the Season for Loving.
No, I thought that was another band.
No, that was the Zombies.
Okay, maybe we let
What's
them in.
What's your name? Mm-hmm. Who's your daddy?
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
I love that song.
I love that song.
Weird.
Oh my gosh.
Trust me on this. Go with the Zombies.
Go with it.
A band maybe I just haven't found in my 800 CD purchases. I'm okay with the Zombies.
It's very much oldies as opposed to classic
rock. I'm not
rock.
Okay with Radiohead that sneaks in an F word on the radio. I'm not okay with that.
Mm. See, I don't like the word sneaks in. That word has been prominently featured in the middle of that song for many years.
The radio and video edit usually says special. You're so very special. Like really special.
Thank God for the dump button. Mm. All right. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar tomorrow in Liberty, up north. And Todd the Magician, Todd Lemansky, is going to be joining us tomorrow. He does not have a trick for the air, but he is going to be entertaining the guests at 54th Street Grill and Bar tomorrow in Liberty. We'll see you there between 2 and 6. Well, I am proudly driving around in a brand new Kia Sportage, and I absolutely love this car. In fact, my daughter, I think, loves it maybe just a little bit more than I do. She asked me the other day, she said, Dad, can I have this car when I'm old enough to drive? And the answer was, maybe. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options that you like, that's fine, because Olathe Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, and so much more. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. Olathe Subaru right now has the exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars, and basket. And right now, stop by and enjoy the Subaru Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru. And with every purchase, a $250 donation to a great charity. That's Bill George's Olathe Subaru, just off I-35 and Santa Fe. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
By the way, I will just remind you who is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame still. Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and Thin Lizzy. But these cats got in.
Iron Maiden should be in just for the fact that it always amazed me. Before internet, when we were kids, never heard an Iron Maiden song on the radio ever. But every person I knew knew Iron Maiden and had Iron Maiden records.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing in the 70s and 80s.
And you never heard him on the radio.
Never.
You still won't ever hear him on the radio.
No.
You know why? I was talking to Bob Edwards down at the Rock. They don't test well. They do not test well.
Well, and at this point, it's classic rock.
Yeah. A story here out of New York. The Boy Scouts of America says it is exploring all options to address serious financial challenges, but is declining to confirm or deny a report in the Wall Street Journal today that it may seek bankruptcy protection in the face of declining membership and sex abuse allegations. Quoting here from Chief Scout Executive Mike Serbaugh, I want to assure you that our daily mission will continue and that there are no imminent actions or immediate decisions expected. Serbaugh, responding to a Wall Street Journal report that came out in the paper this morning, that the Boy Scouts of America, founded in 1910, had hired a law firm to assist in a possible Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. He described the report as news speculation. Fake news. But he acknowledged that the group is, quote, working with experts to explore all options available, as well as the pressures arising from multiple lawsuits related to past instances of sex abuse. Okay. Let me see what else is in here. Let me ask a question. I was a member for many years of Cub Scouts, Weeblos, and Boy Scouts of America. I rose to the esteemed rank of Life Scout and then quit like a moron before I got my Eagle Scout. Dan Weinbaum in the newsroom is an Eagle Scout. I was at the grocery store the other day ringing bells. Mm-hmm. Could not help but notice that every lane in the grocery store where we were ringing bells was being sacked by a Boy Scout asking for donations for their troop.
Okay.
Why is the Boy Scouts of America financially suffering? And who are we kidding? The Wall Street Journal does not screw up these stories. If the Wall Street Journal says that the Boy Scouts of America are on the verge of filing for bankruptcy, they are on the verge of filing for bankruptcy. Have the Boy Scouts of America become too nerdy? Is it not cool anymore to
I
be
don't know that
a Boy Scout?
No, Scott, I don't know that it's any more puzzling than the cost of the lawsuits over the sex abuse. If you look at the organization, which is it's a nonprofit, they're not going to have billions of dollars in reserves. There is a tipping point in these organizations. I won't name or get into the other ones. There is a tipping point for all of them where the cost of the lawsuits because of the abuse that was allowed to go on.
Continue.
Drains the resources of the organization. And that point in time is going to be different for different organizations. I don't think it's any more puzzling or... I think this is it. The Wall Street Journal says it's because of the lawsuits.
Well, I also read in the paper, and I'm looking... I have the paper in front of me right now, where they were talking about participation in the Boy Scouts of America. And I want to say that... Here it is. Participation has fallen in recent years. Though the group opened some of its program to girls and transgender boys, the Boy Scouts currently have more than 2.3 million members.
Scott, more than, and again, I don't want to make this a separate topic about these things, but there are several Catholic dioceses and religious orders that have filed for bankruptcy because of this. And last week, USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that is a powerful, mega, money-cranking organization.
Yeah.
USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy. Thank you, Larry Nassar. May you rot in hell.
In my limited experience with the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, what I've seen is...
Which is to say your son's participation.
Right.
Yeah.
What I've seen is... Everybody's really excited about it in first grade. And by like fourth grade, they're starting to get bored with it.
Yeah.
And then by fourth grade, you have soccer or baseball or whatever sports it is. You have piano lessons. You have 19 other things that all these kids are doing. And I know for the wife and I, we sat Roman down and said, these are the things you're doing. we can only do this many. How many do you want to keep? You know, which ones do you want to do? And he chose to not do the Cub Scouts anymore. He liked it.
Yeah.
He just.
There's other stuff.
Right. And it wasn't the same cool kids that he was in there with before, because some of them had already dropped out. And I will tell you that when they're standing outside selling popcorn and stuff, I know obviously some of that goes back to the scouts, but most of that is for their troop.
Yeah.
It's not for the organization. Yeah. It's so that they can go on the camp trip and so that they can
I want to put a number to the cost of the decisions that were made over the decades with respect to sex abuse, okay? Mm-hmm. In recent years, the Boy Scouts' legal bills for work done by outside law firms have exploded. In 2017, the organization paid $7.6 million to one labor and employment law firm. That's in 2017, one law firm. It paid out $7.6 million. It paid $3.5 million in 2016 and almost $900,000 in 2015.
The CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, by the way, makes $1.5 million a year.
So, Scott, back to my point. You look at the overhead. You look at the cost to join Scouts, which can't be that much, even multiplied by all 50 states and all the kids. Then you start looking at the numbers they're paying for lawyers in these lawsuits. They've hit a tipping point. Mm. I don't think there's anything magical here math.
Which is really unfortunate because...
The decisions they made that led to this point is unfortunate.
And Danny, you're absolutely right, and I understand your point. But it's really unfortunate because while, yes, I got out of Boy Scouts at 16 because I thought it, you know, would make me look like a nerd if I stayed in it past that age or whatever... I truly did enjoy my time in the Scouts. I remember in Europe the camping trips. I remember in Texas the canoe trips. I remember all these things. And I made good friends. And I learned a lot. You know, and insert joke there. I'm sure there's people.
No. I you know what? And I have friends whose sons have attained Eagle Scout. I am so proud of those kids.
Yeah.
One of them last week. I am so proud of him.
I don't regret my time, and I would encourage anyone to get involved in scouting. I enjoyed my time, and it pains me to see the organization suffer like this. Now, granted, some of that they brought on themselves. I don't think you and I would dispute that. But it does pain me to see the organization suffer.
Listen to this. The organization sued its insurers at least twice since 2013, accusing the insurance companies of failing to cover the costs related to the sex abuse lawsuits.
576-7798.
Why would an insurance company cover that?
576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Threats across America. The story next.
Hey, gang, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, especially with winter right around the corner, when it comes time to get your car fixed, and let's just hope it's a fender bender, call Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I have watched his crews at work, and they are the best. Their work is so good. Their reputation so strong. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are. And all the work done at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
231, I'm Will Starrett. The FBI says dozens of institutions across the country have gotten bomb threats via email this afternoon, sparking evacuations and sweeps of the buildings. It's unclear if the threats are linked. Among the places targeted, the University of Washington and Penn State, a newspaper in Park City, Utah, and several locations in Riverside and San Francisco, California. None of those have been substantiated. Cyber spies are targeting high-profile opponents, defenders, and enforcers of the nuclear deal between Washington and Tehran, along with Arab atomic scientists, D.C. think tank employees, and Iranian rights activists. Researchers believe the hacking group responsible, nicknamed Charming Kitten, is linked to Iran's government. The Associated Press found that Charming Kitten has spent the past month trying to break into the personal emails of more than a dozen U.S. Treasury officials. Kansas City police say a potential kidnapping victim has been located and is safe. Police are looking for that woman who was forced into a car at a gas station around 75th and Troost. Man involved has been identified. Police still investigating. Court documents reveal more about what police officers found in a hotel room where the co-owner of Schlitterbahn was this summer. Documents show officers were called to a room at a Drury Inn in Johnson County back on July 13th and found people inside doing drugs. One of those in the room was co-owner Jeff Henry. A woman told authorities she was being paid money to have sex there. Henry charged with misdemeanor possession, felony distribution and paraphernalia, as well as buying sexual relations. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:33.
You're asking yourself, look, it's cold. Sometimes the snow is flying. It's winter, you know, all the stuff that comes with that in Kansas City. It's not my favorite season. You know that. Are you wondering, can Seal Once KC come out and still spruce up my house? The answer is absolutely they will do that. They will come inside your home, do your basement floor, your garage floor. I love that permanent polymer decorative coating on the garage floor. When your car does come in the garage and maybe some snow or muck or salt or dirt comes off the car onto that garage floor, all you have to do, we got one of those little squeegee things, all you have to do is squeegee it out and put a towel down, wipe it up. It looks brand new. Same thing for that basement floor. They will also do any commercial building. And listen to this. Seal Once KC will come out and do your commercial building over the weekend so you don't disrupt production. You don't disrupt your business. They've done dealerships, reception areas. They even did a large dog kennel. Have Seal Once KC come out weekend, weekday. They will do your home or your business. 816-942-3927 is the number to call. 816-942-3927. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Low pressure system in fronts will continue to ease on through, and for the afternoon time, we're going to keep some patchy light rain and drizzle in the forecast. Increasing north wind to about 20 miles per hour. Temperature stuck in the 40s. Settling to about 32 for tonight. Most of the precipitation ending early. Then we're settling into a quiet pattern. Plenty of sunshine building back in Friday, the high 45, and mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday, the highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 40 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Somebody in the text line just wrote in, how is it that the CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, which is a nonprofit, can make $1.5 million a year? I need only to point you to Roger Goodell, the CEO of the NFL.
Which is a nonprofit.
Roger Goodell last year signed a five-year, $200 million deal to be the CEO of the NFL, that included lifetime use of a jet. And remember, the NFL is a nonprofit.
Explain that to me. I've said it 1,000 times. Someone explain to me how they're nonprofit.
I can't do it.
They print money for a living. How is that a nonprofit?
And by the way, Trump supporters who were basking in the glow of the NFL's ratings going down over the last few years, NFL ratings are way up this season. Way up.
The worst offender for the 11th year in a row, if you are curious. What was the Boy Scout CEO's salary?
$1.5 million.
Oh. This says the worst offender, yet again for the 11th year in a row, is UNICEF, who received $1.2 million per year, plus a Rolls Royce, plus a $150,000 expense account. Only pennies from your actual donation go into the UNICEF cause. It is less than 14 cents per dollar of income. I think it's Charity Watch that lists these every single year. I'll pull up the list and see where Boy Scouts is on that.
Let's go to Susie in Kansas City. Susie, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling in because it very saddens me when I found out what you just said about the Boy Scouts of America. My son is still in his mid-20s, and he still is actually considers himself to be a Boy Scout. He was an Eagle Scout, and he worked at Bartle Scout Reservation for over 10 years,
mm-hmm.
making, let's just say, minuscule amounts. But he got his room and board free. But that's not it. What the Boy Scouts of America give staff, give to those boys, the dedication that it has in those kids, and those kids that don't fit in other places,
yeah,
they fit in through the Boy Scouts. I understand there's probably bullying everywhere, but yet you have a wide scope of different kids, and what you see when they come together and when they get outside and they take them, be themselves, and yet get in the group. If you understand the theme.
I love the getting outside part, Susie. And I was talking to Scott about this yesterday, and not to go squirrel, but I did want to mention it. For those of you who have HBO or go online, follow Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. The storytelling is just outstanding every single week. Yeah. It is so good.
Yeah.
And they had a story this week about kids and being outside and the disparity, Scott, between wealthier kids and organized sport, which is expensive, and kids in the inner city who do not have access to organized sports because of the cost. And we might get into it later because she mentioned, you know, kids need a place to fit in. Kids need to go outside. Certainly the Boy Scouts will fill that void for some kids. Sports fills that void for kids.
Sure does.
And the entire hour of this topic on Real Sports was so many kids cannot afford to play just to get in the door. And they looked at just the health ramifications of those types of things. The fact that our kids don't have recess anymore, where we used to have recess. And why can we not just go back to, and I've always said I wish we could start, I wanted to start a nonprofit called Just Rec. Just Rec, for kids who just want to play rec. I don't need a professional coach from Australia to teach my seven-year-old kid how to play soccer. But we've all bought into this.
No, wait a minute. I've never charged a dime.
You know what I'm saying. When these kids get to sixth, seventh, eighth grade, like Rod said, it splits off. Do you still want to do Boy Scouts or do you want to do soccer, basketball, baseball? And look at the cost associated with some of those sports. It'll blow your mind. It's astronomical. And if you are on a single family income or a limited income, those kids are sitting on the sidelines. And I don't know the cost of Boy Scouts. Do you remember, Rodney?
I mean, there's different things that you have to pay for, but it's not too bad. I know it's a whole lot less than some of the rec leagues when it comes to sports. Those are I have friends whose kids play baseball, and basically when springtime comes, like, all right, man, I'll see you next winter.
See you next year.
Yeah, because they're always gone. And that,
but they're on the club baseball leagues,
rec leagues.
Well,
and stuff.
When these kids get older,
there's a difference between rec and
club. I don't know, but I know it's not associated with the school.
The point is, when the kids get older, it is harder to find just simple, fun, let's go play activities for the love of the sport without forking over crazy amounts of money.
I don't agree with you, but okay. I don't agree with you.
Just rec.
If you play, for example, rec soccer, okay?
Okay.
To play on Dustin's and my team,
okay,
you have to pay $85 for the season, okay? I'm not saying that's chump change.
No, but it's not $1,600.
It's not. It's $85 for the season. Dustin and I do not charge a dime to coach that team. If anything, by the way, tomorrow I have to go pick up medals for the girls because they came in first place. I'm paying for that out of my own pocket. Sure. And I'm not saying I'm some sort of a saint. I'm not. What I'm saying is I'm trying to minimize the cost for the parents and yet expand the experience for the kids.
Hey, so, congratulations
thanks,
on first
Rod.
Place, man.
Thanks,
awesome.
Man. I appreciate
I'm
it.
Of you. Very That's cool. good.
Undefeated season. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Undefeated. It's $85. That's it. Your kid brings a ball to practice, great. Your kid doesn't, we'll have one for her. It doesn't matter. That's all we charge, and that's because that's what the league charges. But you can still play and get your kid active for a reasonable cost. $85, I understand, for some people that's a lot of money. I get it.
Yeah.
But for 3 months of soccer, you're looking at less than $30 a month.
Okay.
I know my younger brother and his wife own a gym, and they teach karate and stuff to little kids. Well, to all age people and children. But the point is, they started a class, and they call it Battle Monkeys. And it's just bring your kids, drop them off,
let them
and
play.
We will work them. Well, and I say work them. It's an obstacle course kind of gym. So they climb on stuff. They play games. But it's not learning karate. It's not a sport. It's an hour and a half of activity. Give us your kids and let us make them sweat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, teach them a little bit of discipline, maybe a little bit of self-defense. But mostly,
just
be active.
Somebody points out, okay, Scott, but what about the cost of the equipment? Yes, you're going to have to pay for your kids' cleats.
For uniform.
And shin guards. We have paid for other kids' uniforms.
Good. I think that is the exception to the rule.
Well, then get your kid on our team.
Yeah.
If they're good.
We don't take no losers.
If they're a loser, we don't want your kid.
I mean, our team name is
not
Winners.
Open door, yeah.
We ain't undefeated for nothing. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We'll take your loser kid. Lucille in Harrisonville. Hello, Lucille.
Lucille.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Hi, Lucille.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to comment on the Scouts. One of the reasons they're losing membership big time is because girls have been accepted in. Now it's not even called Boy Scouts anymore. It's just Scouts. And then the transgender and a lot of the Christians have taken their kids out of it because of that. Hmm. They have lost membership big time.
What about the sex abuse, Lucille?
I don't know about that. I'm sure that's causing a problem for sure. But the big thing is my son got his Eagle Scout. His son was in Boy Scouts. When the girls started coming in, he pulled him out. And my son-in-law and my daughter pulled their son out. And there's a whole bunch of other people that have done the same thing.
Lucille, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why did Scouts work over in Europe and in other countries back in the 70s, 80s, 90s when they did allow girls into the troops?
Well, is it the same Boy Scouts of America?
Yes, I distinctly remember.
In other countries?
Sorry. Yes.
Yes, in other countries it's always been co-ed.
Well, yeah, but it's not called the Boy Scouts of America.
Well, no, it's not because they're not in America.
Exactly, but maybe they were always co-ed. But what don't people understand about Boy Scouts? Why should girls be allowed to be in with the boys?
Why shouldn't they? But Lucille, with all due respect, why shouldn't they be allowed? I remember going to a jamboree. There's my street cred for you. A jamboree in Denmark in 1985. And we, the Boy Scouts of America, were the only ones who didn't have girls in our troops. The Danes had them. The Norwegians had them. The Germans had them. The English had them. All of them had girls in their troops. We were the only one with a bunch of sausages.
You know what? Because we're called Boy Scouts of America, not Girl Scouts. We're called Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of parents got upset about that.
Okay. So that Lucille, yes? Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I do not have a problem with girls being in the Boy Scouts of America. It does not bother me. I have no problem with them changing it to just scouting or scouts or whatever. You have to adapt to the changes of the time. And the Boy Scouts need to do that. And if you pull your kid out of Boy Scouts because they're allowing girls, your boy is the only one that doesn't want to be pulled out of Boy Scouts when they add the girls. Simmer down. That's all. It really is silly. It's silly. I mean, what is the problem with allowing girls into scouting? Well, we have Girl Scouts already, Scott. I understand. We are the only country that I know of that separates our boys and our girls in scouting. The only country in the world that I know of. I may be wrong. Maybe Saudi Arabia does it.
I was going to say that, and I thought I better not. But you did, so thank you.
But what is the problem?
It's just, it's always been this way, so why do we have to change it?
Well, why not change it? Why not change with the times? You know?
Change bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to let them vote, we might as well let them in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, my God. We're
going to let them drive. Jeez. 576-7798.
Right here from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. We just got our daughter a car at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. If you're looking for something used, go in there. They have stuff in every single price range. And let me tell you, we were looking low. If, like us, you have a teenage driver, a younger, newer driver, we did not want to break the bank with a new-to-her used car. Go into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and see their fantastic inventory in all price ranges. And if you're looking to buy new, remember a couple of things. All of the new VWs come with a 6-year or 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty in the market today. Also, go in and ask about that sign-and-drive event. They're doing that with their new cars. Still going on. You can lease or buy any new VW for nothing down, nothing next month, and they will give you a $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. Head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, I-470 in Colburn Road, or online, always, VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com. Dana right here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood, over at 135th and Row, right over by CORE. What are you waiting for? The holidays are here. The new year is around the corner. Get in to see Dr. Tag and see what he can do to help you. Medically managed weight loss. And let me tell you, your plan is going to be different than mine. My plan would be different than yours. We're all different when it comes to weight loss and why we struggle, not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. They will help you get to the bottom of your weight loss struggle. For some people, it's a vitamin deficiency. For some people, it's a thyroid issue. They will look at all of that, what's going on in your body, and help get you on the right track in 2019. You know, one of my girlfriends is down more than 50 pounds. Give Dr. Tag a call, 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or tagnutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Sammy. Hot love growing cold. Just when you thought you found a heart of gold. 576-7798. Carla in Blue Springs. Hello, Carla.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carla.
My brother was in Scouts. Now I'm 53. He's 58.
Okay.
That was the days when when scouting was more in your house, because my mother was a den mother, and I attended every scout meeting that was at the house. I raised two children as a single mother, and until I got married and my husband started going to scouts with my husband, or with my son, I took my daughter, because I was an assistant scout leader, I took my daughter to every scout meeting. I participated with my brother. Whatever they did, I did, and the other girls that came to that meeting did too. Whatever my son did, my daughter participated in it too. She just was not able to earn the badges because she was not a Boy Scout.
Well, you are clearly breaking the rules, Carla.
You daggone right I am. Because I've got an 11-year-old granddaughter, and if I can get her into it with her 9-year-old brother, I'll be there with it, and I'll be right there beside them.
Good for you.
Helping them out.
Good for you.
Girls should be in the Scouts. Rod in Kansas City. Hello, Rod.
How are y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing fine.
All right. Hey, under the scouting situation, you know, there's so many different opinions out here, but, you know, I know quite a few people who have dropped out due to the bringing girls into Boy Scouts of America into being able to earn the Eagle Scout badge. The Boy Scouts of America created Venturing years ago to have a co-ed program so that boys and girls could be integrated and have a program together. And then we have the Girl Scouts who won't allow fathers to come in and promote Girl Scouts to help girls reach their highest rank. And if the Girl Scouts would have done a better job of promoting their highest rank like Boy Scouts have of Eagle, there wouldn't be this fight, because their highest ranking is recognized as Eagle, and that's what it's all about. They just want the Eagle Scout badge.
Well, I'll grant you this.
It's the gold award, I think, isn't it?
And I believe that is correct. I will grant you this. Girl Scouts have done a really poor job of promoting themselves as anything other
but
than
cookies.
cookie sellers.
Yes.
And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that a caller phoned in and told me what the highest rank was in Girl Scouts. I had no idea. And I had a daughter in the Girl Scouts. Now, I will disagree with you as to the point that fathers are not allowed to participate. That it was not my experience. I was allowed to participate in my daughter's troop. We definitely went and sold a lot of cookies together. I get it. But Girl Scouts somehow got themselves stereotyped as nothing more than cookie salesmen, women. And that's it. Where Boy Scouts, you know, when you think about Boy Scouts, you think about knot tying, canoe trips, tents, outdoorsmanship.
Pinewood Derby.
Pinewood Derby. That's Cub Scouts. But that's what you think about when you think about the Boy Scouts. They did a really good job at stereotyping themselves, where the Girl Scouts did a very poor job. Now, Rod, on that one, you and I will agree. To the newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ. Threats nationwide. More next.
You've heard me bragging about my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Landscape, hardscape, irrigation, they do it all. But did you also know they do that same stuff down at the Lake of the Ozarks? All my lake house owners, listen up. They've been down there almost 15 years doing that work as a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor at the lake. They will do custom-made fire pits in block or stone and mortar, landscaping, patios, retaining walls. They specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems designed specifically for the lake. They will take care of your lake property so you can come down when the temperatures are better and just enjoy that water and have a good time. Get on the schedule now. They will do that work now in the dead of winter, so it'll be ready for you when the warmer weather is here. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.